Time again for StoryCorps. The shooting rampage in Tucson that targeted Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords brought back painful memories for Erin Ryan. She's the youngest daughter of the late Leo Ryan. He was the California congressman who traveled to Guyana in 1978 to investigate the settlement in Jonestown, which was built by cult leader Jim Jones. When Congressman Ryan tried to bring cult members back to the U.S., he was gunned down. Erin Ryan remembers it wasn't the first time her father took risks in search of answers.
My dad had a fair amount of self-confidence and bravado, and when he was trying to investigate prison conditions, he spent a week in Folsom Prison, which at the time was California's maximum security prison, and he spent it on death row. He originally had wanted to go into the prison undercover. Thankfully, the prison officials wouldn't allow him to do that. And on the cell block, they used to play chess. One person on the block would have the chessboard, and they would call out moves to each other. And this was a chessboard that they had made out of toothpaste and toilet paper with a cardboard board. And when he left, they presented the chess set to him. It was one of the most moving experiences of his life. And it became his prized possession. The night before he went on the trip to Jonestown, he had had dinner at my apartment. I was going to college at Georgetown University, trying to teach myself how to cook. And it was just a chance to hang out with my dad. Dad had done a lot of adventurous things in his life, and everything had always turned out well. So we didn't talk a lot about the trip. You know, I think looking back, if I'd known more, I might have been more concerned. I heard the news around 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, and there was a flash news report on the television that said that a congressman has been shot and possibly killed. Pretty much that was it. It was gut-wrenching to not know what was happening. I mean, I can still feel it to this day when I think about it. It was brutal, and we struggled then for a very long time. You know, my message to the families of the victims of this tragedy, I mean, for me, it's been 32 years, and it can still bring me to tears. But you can't make that a defining moment of your life. I've always said to myself that I was lucky that he was my dad, and I was lucky to have had him for the years that I had him. And that's what you have to hold on to.
Erin Ryan for StoryCorps in Washington, D.C. She's now a lawyer who works for the congresswoman who holds her father's old seat. Her recording will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.